The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You have tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win.
You don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
All righty then. Is abortion safe? Is abortion safe, legal, and rare? That's the question. That's what we hear from the other side, right? We hear that abortion is safe, it's legal, and it should be rare. At least that's what we hear. I would say maybe, first of all, two out of the three aren't true at all. It's not safe. We're going to prove that today on today's program. It's not rare, right? 1.2 million abortions every year in America, 2,900 a day. And we have one of the two major parties in the country, the Democrat National Committee, and its presumptive nominee, that is not presumptive anymore, the nominee, that is Hillary Clinton, supporting infanticide, late-term abortion, and now wanting to call for the repeal of the Hyde Amendment, which forbids tax funding of abortion on the federal level. That's an extremist point of view. That's not making abortion rare. If infanticide is promoted by this party, if late-term abortion is promoted by the party, and they want it paid for by your tax dollars, that is not rare. In fact, the Democrats, there's not even a single abortion that they don't like. And we're going to prove that today. So here's what we want to do in the short time we have in the program. The Democrat National Convention is over. The Republican National Convention is over. We were in Cleveland, and Fusion TV, if you have cable or satellite, you can tune into Fusion. It's more or less a more of a Hispanic channel, but there's a program on a Fusion TV called America with Jorge Ramos. And this station is very left-wing. It's pro-abortion, very outwardly. But they interviewed us. They actually did an entire piece on this subject of the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. And what I want to do is talk about that. So here we go. I'm going to play the audio from the America with Jorge Ramos.
The Supreme Court made abortion legal in every state, but still to this day, opponents are fighting to make it illegal. In the past 5 years alone, we've seen a sharp increase in states passing laws to severely limit abortion access.
Texas gets a lot of the media attention. Meanwhile, Ohio has had the second greatest number of abortion clinics close.
That's right. Ohio has lost nearly half of its clinics since 2011, thanks in part to Republican governor and former presidential hopeful John Kasich.
What I think is clear is that Ohio's politicians are out of step with Ohio's values.
Now, here's the question. Are Ohio's politicians out of step with the public here in Ohio? The truth of the matter is that Americans, most Americans, support restrictions on abortion. And these are normal. These are like, waiting periods, that kind of thing. Informed consent, defunding of Planned Parenthood is fairly popular.
So what are some of the measures that the Buckeye State has in place? defunding Planned Parenthood, a mandatory counseling session followed by a 24-hour waiting period.
I mean, this seems so oppressive, you know, mandatory ultrasounds and 24-hour wait periods. It's just so much to ask a woman to put up with before she can kill her baby.
I was talking to an emergency room physician just a couple months ago, and he'd had a patient who came to his emergency room because she'd taken rat poisoning to try to end her pregnancy.
She's talking about rat poisoning. Some woman took rat poisoning. Now, I don't know who this woman was and what her situation was, but is there anyone really in the United States of America who cannot procure an abortion? Really? I mean, you just go to the Yellow Pages, you know where they are, you call them up, and you show up. Nobody's being turned away. I can tell you that. And if even if you're a minor, you can get a judicial bypass from the informed consent law. So there's nothing keeping anyone from that. Nothing. From getting an abortion. So this idea that this woman took rat poisoning, I feel terrible for her. I mean, no one should have to, go to that extent to kill their child. I mean, it shouldn't be done anyway. But we simply should not make it easy for people. But it's not hard in America. It's not hard to have an abortion.
Because she couldn't get past all of these medically unnecessary restrictions on abortion.
Medically unnecessary restrictions on abortion she's talking about.
The reason that we fought to legalize abortion is so that it would be safe.
Okay, let's stop there. She's talking about the reason this is NARAL's pro-choice Ohio representative saying that the reason that they fought to legalize abortion is they wanted it to be safe. They wanted it to be safe. Well, here's my question. Is abortion safe or not? Now, keep in mind, we are dismembering, decapitating, and disemboweling a child in a mother's womb. There's no way that can be done safely, folks, because first of all, it's unnatural to do it, and it's going to cause problems physically, emotionally, spiritually. It's going to cause problems for the woman. There's just no way to avoid it. It's unnatural. And if you ever watched an abortion in progress, which, by the way, you can go into our website at createequal.org and do that, it's a violent act against a woman, not just a violent act against the baby, okay? It's just violence altogether. And if someone has that inflicted upon themselves, they're going to have problems. So it's not safe. And also keep in mind that women, even now, are dying because of so-called legal abortion. Right? By the way, it's not legal in the sense of it happens to be decriminalized. Right now, there are no penalties to have an abortion, to be involved in abortion killing, to commit abortion. There is no law against it. So I guess in the sense it is legal, but as far as God sees it, it's not, right? It's considered murder as it relates to the word of God. But for the sake of argument, we could say, well, it's legal. It is decriminalized. And it's simply not rare. And we're going to talk about that as well. But here's something that happened on July 4th of 2016. And this just came out this week. This was a 911 call from Operation Rescue. Went in, and you can get this by just asking for it. You can get a 911 call of anybody. It takes a couple of weeks usually. It's part of the freedom of information, I assume. But they got this audio clip of the 911 call of a mother who calls 911 because she found her 24-year-old daughter dead after an abortion, okay? And this is the most chilling audio you're going to hear. I mean, I have to warn you, if you have parents or even if just not just the children, this is difficult to listen to. It's important that we hear it, however, to understand that there is another victim often in abortion, not just the baby. Sometimes the mothers are victims. And in this case, this mother, although she went in knowing probably what she was about to do and committed the abortion anyway, ended up dying. And this is the mother of the daughter who was killed by abortion. This is the 911 call. She's grieving. As you can tell, she's just weeping.
It's cold.
Hello?
My daughter. I think she's dead.
What's your address?
No.
What's your address? Okay, what's going on?
I mean, she's hyperventilating. That's what's going on here. She's saying the body is ice cold.
She was sick.
Now that's them censoring the portion that talks about her having an abortion. That's the 911 censoring, yeah.
How old is she?
She's like 23.
Okay. Is she awake?
No.
Okay. Is she breathing?
No. She's asleep all day.
So I'm going to stop it right there, but just so you know, as we listen to Kelly Copeland again, saying that abortion, the reason they fought for it was for it to be safe, juxtapose that next to that grieving mother who's just wailing to the 911 operator about her daughter who's just been killed by a butcher in an abortion mill in Michigan.
Because she'd taken rat poisoning to try to end her pregnancy, because she couldn't get past all of these medically unnecessary restrictions on abortion access. That's not women's health care. The reason that we fought to legalize abortion is so that it would be safe. And the anti-choice community and Governor Kasich, they have perverted that and abused their regulatory authority. Women's health care. The reason that we fought to legalize abortion is so that it would be safe. And the anti-choice...
I want you to lay her flat on her back. On the ground or on the floor.
Safe,
no
huh?
Pillows.
Not so safe. This doesn't sound very safe to me. This woman's dead. The 24-year-old daughter of this mother is dead because of a so-called safe abortion.
Listen. Look, I know you're very upset. Listen, I want you to help her, okay? I'm going to tell you how to do chest compressions, okay?
She's telling them how to do CPR.
I want you to put the heel of your hand.
I mean, she's already ice cold, the mother's saying.
That's the center of the chest, right between the nipples. And I want you to put your other hand on top of that hand.
Folks, this is safe abortion, supposedly. Kelly Copeland at NARAL Pro-Choice Ohio's got it wrong. Abortion may be legal, I guess, in the sense we could talk about it, but it's not safe, especially for this mother who just died, 24 years old, and her mother, right, who's grieving in the 911 call. And then it's factually untrue that it's rare. These people are for unlimited, unrestricted abortion and infanticide, and they want us to pay for it. It's time to wake up, America, and do something about it. We'll be right back.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Scott Klusendorf of Life Training Institute.
Created Equal is about changing this culture, and that's what we have to do if we are going to win this fight. And Mark and Seth and the others on the team of Created Equal are doing just that. And I am happy to endorse their work. Glad to call them fellow companions in this fight for the life of the unborn. And I certainly hope you will support and work with them as they work on reforming this culture so that it has an appreciation for human life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio 43230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
Back. Hey, listen, I want to give a shout out to a friend of mine. I'm going to play that later. A good friend of mine, David Law, who's a local pro-life activist, went on to his reward this week. And this is a guy that stood out in front of abortion mills for 20 years. And if you're from the Columbus, Ohio area, from the Central Ohio area, you would probably recognize him. He was in front of the Cleveland Avenue Abortion Center. Whether it was raining, snowing, and bitter cold, he was there. And, you know, David Law probably saved more babies in the city than anybody I know. And he passed on too soon. He was 63 years old. But I want to say something about men like him. When I thought about this, I think about the fallen soldiers that we bring back from Iraq or Afghanistan or anywhere where we're fighting Islamic terror. And they're draped with an American flag. Their caskets are. And I think, and I've always believed, that then those who fight for the preborn and fight for our liberties are just as much fighting for America as any fighting man or woman, a woman that's in our military. Years ago, I used to thank my former director, Greg Cunningham, who is a former Vietnam War vet. He's a vet from Vietnam. And I would call him on Veterans Day, and I still do on occasion, and thank him for serving the country. And he would always turn around and say, well, thank you for serving your country. And, you know, I never really got it until then. It's true. Those who fight to defend the liberties of our nation here on the domestic end, and defend preborn babies and all the rights that we have, free speech and all that, are equally, if not, I wouldn't say more, but equally fighting for our liberties as those men and women who are wearing the uniform of the United States military. David Law was a guy that was scorned, persecuted, ridiculed, made fun of, just as many of us are who defend babies. He won't be asked and never was asked to the banquets and the big parties and hanging out with the politicians, the pro-life leaders and all that kind of stuff. Because that's not the way we're treated, generally. We're maligned. We're marginalized. For an example, and I don't say this because I'm upset, angry, bitter, or whatever. It's just a fact. I haven't been invited to speak at a church in probably 2 years. Now, there's a lot of reasons for that, and I'm not going to go into it in detail, but the main one is that pastors are apathetic towards the culture issues like abortion. They don't want to address these problems because they realize that it will not go to the bottom line of growing a congregation. Because when you start talking about this stuff, people don't want to come to churches like that. Now, some do, but they're the small churches already. You start addressing hard issues that are a little bit divisive, people are going to leave. And they don't want to address that. They also don't want to, they realize that there are a whole bunch of folks sitting in those pews that have had abortions or have been part of assisting someone to commit one. And so they want to deal with that headache. So I get it, you know, and it's not that I'm just some kind of flamethrower, you know, a bomb thrower or anything like that. I'm not. You know, if you ever heard me speak, you hear me on the radio, you know, I address the issue straightforward. You know, I deal with it, you know, in a way that I think is civil and winsome. And, you know, so that's not the reason I'm not getting, I'm not getting invited to these events and churches to speak and all that. The reason is that it's the issue. It's the problem. It's the abortion problem itself that throws me into a category where people just don't want to be affiliated with folks like myself because they don't like it. It's unpleasant to think about. And we want to think about, you know, pleasant things when we go to church, right? Anyway, David Law, a fallen soldier of the Lord who gave decades of his life defending the preborn, we salute you and we'll be missing you in the weeks and months and years to come. So Let's go back to this fusion, this fusion piece that was on America with Jorge Ramos. Jorge Ramos, America with Jorge Ramos on the Fusion Channel, national cable channel, interviewing NARAL's Pro-Choice America and other pro-abortion advocates, as well as yours truly.
Regulatory authority.
When I found out that I was pregnant, it was surprising. And
by the way, you don't just mistakenly get pregnant. You have to have sex. So it's not like, boom, you know, it just happened out of thin air. I mean, it's not, it shouldn't have been too much of a surprise for her.
Planned, but it was a moment where I just knew that that was the decision that I needed to make.
Now that I had to go
decision
through it
to
and
kill your
actually
baby.
Do it myself,
let's
I don't
finish
want
the
anybody
sentence.
To tell a woman what she can or can't do with her body because...
Hold on. Can or cannot do with your body. Is this her body? Answer, no. Unless she has two heads and four arms and four legs, it's not her body. Also, the unborn has a different blood type often, hair color, eye color, all kinds of different things. So it DNA is totally a different individual, unique human person from conception.
All her choice.
Molly and Alice are just two of the many women who have come to PreTerm, Ohio's largest clinic, to have...
Wait, Ohio's largest butcher shop. This is a couple of women have died in this place, by the way.
An abortion. But before even stepping foot into the clinic, they were confronted with yet another hurdle.
You should not be greeted with such hate and...
Hate. Okay, let me just tell you what's happening here. She's saying that they went to PreTerm, they should not be greeted with such hate. In other words, there were protesters out there saying that killing a baby is a bad idea, and they might have even had abortion victim signs. My question is, how is that hate? These signs just show an abortion. The people are out there trying to save the child and the mother. They're not there in hate. They're there in love, I can tell you that.
Judgment.
For decades, anti-abortion activists have employed aggressive tactics to get their message across.
Aggressive meaning we show the victims of abortion on signs that we hold, billboard trucks. Is that aggressive? Maybe not even. It's not enough. In my opinion, it may not be aggressive enough, actually, if we really think that this is a holocaust that the world has never seen, a crime against humanity that will go down in history as the greatest crime against humanity.
And every day, they set up shop right outside PreTerm.
The same people that are pro-life, right? They're pressing hate.
I love this hate thing. Republican National
With all
Convention.
Eyes on the Republican National Convention, abortion
next.
Opponents are taking their fight
By the way, you can pick
Cleveland.
This up on our webpage. You can watch it at Created Equal.
Public Square.
You can watch
City
the whole fusion clip on our Facebook page.
With all eyes on the Republican National Convention, abortion opponents are taking their fight to Cleveland.
We're on the street in front of Public Square, Quicken Loans Arena, City Hall, to draw attention to the abortion issue. So that
we're also in the air with our airplane banner.
That the Republican Party stays pro-life.
That's
Members
why
of the
we're
pro-life
there.
Group Created Equal are in town this week to make sure Republicans hear their message.
We need to look at abortion with both sides, because when a woman goes into an abortion facility, it's not just one patient.
That's Abby McIntyre, by the way, who was on our team. Folks, you can pick up this video on our Facebook page at Created Equal on Facebook. Watch it for yourself. And, you know, for the most part, being a left-wing, pro-abortion, national cable TV station, Fusion, and this program, America with Jorge Ramos, to be honest with you, it's not as bad as I thought it might be. But the issue here is the Democrats and those who support abortion continue to say that abortion should be safe, legal, and rare. Well, let me ask you this. Does this sound like safe? Does that sound like safe to you? Lights and sirens, that's not safe. Another woman has died in Michigan because of a so-called safe abortion. Abortion's not safe to the baby. Abortion's not safe to the woman. And it's time we stand up and do something about it. It's time pastors step up in their pulpit and address this issue. You may think, oh, it's been 43 years, nothing's going to change, Mark. You know, that's the kind of apathy that's leading to the demise of the greatest nation on earth and the decline of Christianity in the Western world. I'm calling you, join us to defend the preborn. We'll see you next time. God bless you. God bless America. And remember America. To bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington,
your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal.
For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net.
createdequal.net.
Be sure to tune to the Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders
in the culture war.